You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
As 2016 opens, the Phillies roster is starting to take shape. Hello, everyone. I'm Allison Footer, and I'm here with Todd Zielecki, who covers the Phillies for our wonderful website. And, Todd, let's start off with, I was reading your inbox where you're answering fan questions, and there's some frustration, understandably so, with some fans about just what direction the Phillies are going in. And, of course, we know that they're probably going in the right direction. Right. But the fact that they're not spending a lot of money right now tends to chap a few people. There will be time to spend money, but like you said, the time is not now. So how do you best explain just where they are right now?
Yeah, that it is an issue that a lot of fans, they look at it and they go, well, they have money to spend, so why don't they just go out and sign Justin Upton to a seven-year deal? And, you know, by the time the Phillies are going to be good again in 2 or 3 years, you know, they'll still have Justin Upton, you know, for a few more solid seasons. But the way the Phillies are looking at it is like this. They don't know exactly sure what they have in a lot of these prospects and a lot of these young players that are currently on the big league roster. They hope they have something good in Michael Franco and Aaron Nola and Odubel Herrera and Jared Eichhoff in the big leagues. They hope that J.P. Crawford and Jake Thompson and Mark Appel and Nick Williams and those guys will pan out. But they don't know for sure. So they're just getting out from underneath all of these huge long-term deals. They're finally going to get out from underneath the Ryan Howard contract at the end of this season, the Carlos Ruiz contract at the end of the season. And they just don't want to kind of start signing two or three guys to major, major deals. And then if something unforeseen happens, if these guys don't pan out like the way they hoped for, then they're stuck with some high-priced veteran guys on a team that really isn't going to be going anywhere. And so that's one reason why they're not spending right now. And the other reason is they're just confident that when the time comes to find a player or a starting pitcher, that they'll be able to do it. They're not under the belief that, you know, there's so many outfielders right now, and you got to get an outfielder this offseason because the crop is going to be weak 2 years from now, 3 years from now, a year from now. They believe that when the time comes, if they need to find an outfielder or a bat, if they need to find a starting pitcher, that they will be able to find one. You know, and I guess that part does make sense to me because I've never really seen a team that absolutely needs something and just like, wow, we cannot find anything out there on the market, either via trade or free agency.
And the spring training will be an interesting time for them. They have a whole list of really a lot of the prospects that you had named that will be in big league camp. But it's also fans have to understand that not everything gets decided in spring training, and in fact, very little should be decided because it's so hard to really gauge what kind of long-term player they can be by a short time at spring training camp. But at the same time, that is the only indication they have of really what they have. So it's right. Sort of a weird time for them, and I guess it's just patience is the only thing that can be asked of anyone right now.
Yeah, I've also got a lot of questions of, you know, which one of these, how many of these prospects, or do you think any of these prospects could make the team coming out of spring training? And again, my answer is no, I don't, other than Tyler Cadell, who's a Rule 5 pick, and he'll have a good shot because he's a Rule 5 pick. But guys like Crawford, Williams, Thompson, Appel, Andrew Knapp, you know, a lot of these top prospects that are going to be in camp, there really is no reason to rush them. You know, the Phillies want to call these guys up when they're truly ready to play and succeed on an everyday basis. You don't want to bring up J.P. Crawford, you know, a few months too early, and next thing you know, he's getting sent down, he's getting brought back up, he struggles a little bit more, and he's getting sent down again. Phillies fans should remember that's kind of what happened with Dominic Brown a few years ago. He came up, he struggled, he got sent back down, he came up, it was being kind of yo-yoed back and forth in the minor leagues. So the Phillies can be patient right now. They know they're not going to be, you know, challenging for the postseason this year. They probably won't even be a 500 ball club this year. So they can say, hey, JP, go to start the season in AAA. Nick Williams, start the season in AAA. Get your feet wet. See some more experienced pitchers. See how you handle that. And you know what? If they play well and it's really obvious that they're succeeding, they'll be up at some point this season, but, you know, not opening day, July 1st, maybe, possibly, you know, August 1st, possibly. And so I think fans need to remember that as well. This is it's a long-term view, and when we're talking about Crawford and Williams and these top prospects in the big leagues, we're really maybe only talking about waiting a few more months. And in the grand scheme of things, a few more months isn't that big of a deal.
Okay, now I want to ask you about one of the more bizarre stories that has come out this offseason. I never thought I would say Al Jazeera Network in anything that I'm doing professionally. So, but there's time for everything. Okay, so this report comes out linking a couple of baseball players, including Ryan Howard and also Nationals first baseman Ryan Zimmerman, to performance-enhancing drugs on a very extensive report by the Al Jazeera Network. The reason that this got so many headlines was not because of those two. It was more because of Peyton Manning. But there has been a lawsuit that has been filed, so you have been all over this. So what can you tell us just briefly about what's going on with that?
Yeah, you know, basically, Ryan Howard and Ryan Zimmerman have filed a defamation lawsuit against Al Jazeera Network and the two reporters that were involved in the report that aired, I believe it was December 27th. And the gist of it is they claim that they have had absolutely no involvement in PEDs, HGH, any sort of performance-enhancing drugs. That they told Al Jazeera multiple times. Ryan Howard's attorneys sent Al Jazeera, Ryan Zimmerman's attorney sent Al Jazeera, I believe, three letters before the broadcast ran, before the story ran, saying, listen, this is untrue. Do not run this. You know, the reporting is shoddy. And they ran it anyway. So, you know, it's a very interesting story because, first of all, you know, it's linking two players to PEDs, two very successful players to PED use, the defamation lawsuit. But clearly Howard and Zimmerman are ready to up the ante against the network because by filing the defamation lawsuit, they are opening themselves up to discovery and potential testimony. So, they obviously feel very strongly that they are innocent, but they open themselves up again to questioning. So it'll be interesting to see kind of where this goes. And certainly for Ryan Howard, it has not been a really good year or two, you know, on the field and off the field. He was involved in another lawsuit last offseason with his family, and he struggled at the plate, and the Phillies have made it clear they want him to move on. He's going to be back in camp, it seems like. Next month in Clearwater, so you know, just not really the last couple of years have not really been kind to Ryan Howard, and this just seems to kind of add to it.
Yeah, that's an interesting point, just about the fact that they are opening themselves up to a lot of questioning, and you know, and I learned about a lot of this just by covering the Roger Clemens craziness from several years ago with all of his lawsuits. But threatening lawsuits is one thing, and that's kind of common, and journalists sort of know to stand back a little bit and let it play out. When they start, you know, verbally saying, well, I'm going to sue this guy and this guy. When it actually happens, that does give you pause because it does mean that they must feel, I mean, I'm not saying that it just proclaims their innocence, but at the same time, it certainly bodes better for them if they do actually go through with the lawsuit than just threatening it.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of a what do you have to lose? Now, winning these lawsuits is very, very, very difficult because you have to prove that what Al Jazeera reported is not true. And second, you have to prove that they did it with intent to harm. So they knowingly put this out there knowing that it was bad information. So it's a very, very hard lawsuit to win. But, hey, if somebody accused me of doing something like that and I knew I was innocent, and even if I knew I couldn't win, I would want to take them to court, file a lawsuit to just let people know that, hey, I am innocent, and I'm willing to put everything out there and expose myself to testimony and the court of law to let everybody know that this is totally bad information and poor journalism. And, yeah, you're right. Sometimes you hear people say, I'm going to sue you, and then they kind of just let the story kind of die down. But they're very intent on letting everybody know that this is a totally erroneous report.
Okay, now let's move on to a happier topic to end this with. Curt Schilling, of course, the Hall of Fame announcement yesterday. Curt Schilling did not get elected to the Hall of Fame. And if he does get elected to the Hall of Fame, of course, it's probably not going in as a Philly. But still, because he played so long for the Phillies, let's talk a little bit about that. How do you feel about it? He got 52.3% of the vote, which is a very nice, sturdy number. It indicates that he could get in someday. Do you feel that he's a Hall of Famer?
I personally do feel that he's a Hall of Famer. You know, I know a lot of people will look at, say, well, he didn't win 300 games. That seems to be the magic number. But when he pitched, and we all know nowadays that, you know, while wins, yes, they are important. They show a successful, extensive career, that they don't mean everything. You know, he pitched on some poor teams with the Phillies for years. But he was a dominant pitcher, and especially in the postseason. And I just look, you know, was he one of the best pitchers of his era? I say yes. So I say he should go in. Unfortunately, I think some of the voters in the Baseball Writers Association based some of their votes on, did I like this guy a lot? Was he nice to me, or was he mean to me on one occasion or two? And unfortunately, I think that kind of colors the voting a little bit. It should not be that way, but it is. I think he is a Hall of Famer, and hopefully he will get in sometime in the next, you know, however many more years he's got to go. I believe he's got six more years to go, I believe.
Yeah, I think that sounds about right. So being unlikable, and, you know, there was actually an article that I just read that Will Leach wrote about, just about his politics. That might
be taking
votes. And, you know, he has a pretty good argument that he is actually losing votes by just being this, like, right-wing conservative Republican.
You're right. I think, yeah, absolutely. It's a very political, you know, the politics of him kind of being outspoken and being surly. And, I do know that it should not be this way, but I do know that some voters will look at that stuff and say, I didn't like him as a guy, so he's not getting my vote. It's like, wait a second. It's not about your relationship with that player. I mean, I've only dealt with Curt Schilling a couple times. He was very difficult to deal with, but that doesn't mean he wasn't a Hall of Famer. You know, it shouldn't be about how this guy treated a reporter. It should be, was this guy one of the best pitchers of his era? And my answer to that question is yes.
I agree with you. Yeah, is he nice to me? It does not fit the criteria. So.
No.
All right, Todd, thanks very much. Appreciate it. Talk to you soon.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.